Welcome to a new episode of the Takeover Insights podcast. Today, I want to invite you into the enchanting world of the little goblin Gwendoline, who sits in the snowy winter forest, pondering the true meaning of Christmas. In this pre-Christmas season, often filled with hustle and bustle, Gwendoline wonders how he can bring real happiness to his friends. As the first snow falls gently and the anticipation of the holiday grows, he realizes that Christmas is about far more important things. So I hope you will enjoy that story, especially as, I hope you will enjoy this story, like I do several years now, because it reminds me what is really important. And I'm happy to share the story with you. The little goblin Gwendoline sat in his root dwelling under the large weather spruce in the winter forest and was at a loss. So far every year, by the end of November at the latest, he had come up with a brilliant idea on how to make his goblin friends happy for Christmas. Each year he had set to work full of anticipation and pottered around in his Christmas workshop until the loving little things were completed, which should make the time until Christmas bright for the others and make them happy. What was wrong with him? What was it that he just couldn't think of anything this year? It was probably the fact that Gwendoline had set himself a special goal this year. In recent years, he had noticed that many of his goblin friends could not calm down themselves over all the beautiful handcrafts and hectic-looking preparations. This is how the most beautiful gifts had been created, but actually deep joy about the Christmas event could not have arisen at all. There was simply no time. Gwendoline was very frightened when he wanted to tell a friend about his thoughts, and the friend had only answered, "Since Christmas, no idea. Let's talk about it another time. I have so little time right now." Gwendoline thought to herself, what is the use of all the beautiful Christmas presents and joys when the greatest gift, the greatest joy, and the cause of all attention have been forgotten? Well, and now he sat in his root dwelling and thought, how could he give the others, all of whom he liked so much, real Christmas joy? This actual great joy. Gwendoline puzzled and pondered. Outside, the first snow was falling. In many apartments, it already smelled suspiciously of Christmas. Gwendoline sat at the window and thought. On the horizon, he saw a small dot that was moving and slowly approaching. After some time, Gwendoline recognized a small sleigh and a while later the face of his friend Arnulf. Gwendoline was very happy because Arnulf had not visited his little root dwelling for at least 4 months. Gwendoline quickly placed a tea kettle on the warm stove and cut open two large pieces of his well-known chocolate cake. When Arnulf reached the weather spruce, Gwendoline had set a cozy tea table in no time at all, from which it smelled temptingly of cake, tea, honey candles, and fair greenery. The greeting of the friends was very warm, and the two had a lot to tell each other. They sat together for a long time, and Gwendoline also told of his worries about the presents. Then Arnulf began to speak, and Gwendoline thought about his words a long time. Arnulf said, Dear friend, I had actually only come here today to deliver your gift quickly. But after your warm greeting and the sign and the sight of this lovingly laid table, I did not have the heart to leave immediately. That was a good thing, because I have to admit, I felt the same way as your other colleagues. I had almost forgotten Christmas. Your love and warmth here let me come to rest. You have given me nothing today but your wonderful cake and this sweet-smelling Christmas tea. And yet you brought Christmas much, much closer to me than all the gifts I usually got. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. When Arnulf had gone, these words went through Gwendolyn's head for a long time. He moved it back and forth in his head, and suddenly an idea came to him. He began to bake chocolate cake. According to an old Norwegian recipe and to bottle tea. In each package, he then packed nothing more than these two things and a small piece of paper on which was written, "Dear friend, with these gifts, I would like to provide you with the basis for a cozy Advent and Christmas hour. Light a nice candle, brew your tea, and while you enjoy the cake, enjoy what our Great Father did for us at Christmas. God, who said, 'Let the light shine out the darkness,' has given a bright light into our hearts." 2 Corinthians. Merry Christmas, your Gwendolyn. Yeah, hopefully you enjoyed that story as much as I do. But maybe enjoying is not the right word, because as Gwendolyn, I think a lot about that. And about what I'm doing right away before Christmas and how sometimes hustle is part of it. So maybe this story will also lead you to think about how you want to enjoy your Advent or Christmas time. Before I end, I just want to wish you a wonderful Christmas time, a wonderful time with family and friends, and enjoy your time. Take your rest. It's important. And then I wish you a wonderful start in year 2025. And I'm sure you will tune in the next episode. Thank you for listening. Thank you for a wonderful year, and see you soon. Yours, Judith.